that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot, so I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Tuesday, Dodge County, and it is about to get even happier as the Milwaukee Brewers welcome back the face, the guy himself, Christian Yelich, will be in the lineup once again tonight. And on top of all this excitement, I know that there's somebody else who is my co-host who gets just so fired up with the NFL continuing to just have leaks of the schedule. It's her favorite thing in the world to talk about it. Ashley, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just lovely, and thank you for, you know, spewing that fake news.
No, when I think about the NFL schedule release, your face comes into my mind every single time.
Well, it is outrageous.
Might be a little.
What? I just got a notification that, did you know that the first Monday Night Football game was announced?
Yes, I have been aware of this.
But, Wally, did you know that the location wasn't?
I didn't know
so
that
we got
yet.
The announcement of the game, just not the announcement of the location. Don't worry, we got the announcement of the location today. But we don't get the full schedule release until Thursday. What the hell are we doing?
See, you say that you don't like it. That was a pretty spirited entrance into the show
for
you here.
Yeah, because I keep getting a notification and I don't know.
Actually, you know what? I want you to, for the next 2 days, because we will have the schedule release on Thursday. So for the next three on this program here.
Uh-oh.
Every time that you see a leak come through.
Yeah.
I expect you to hit the ESPN chime. Do we have that so people can know what to listen for? When we hear that, we know that ever important moment has come to this show. That we get to be the conduit of news and tell you, yeah, you might know these teams are going to play, but you don't know which Sunday. You don't know it. Which 9 o'clock location when you're playing overseas. You don't know when that's going to be. And today you get to be that person to let people know.
Thank goodness.
I'm thrilled for that. I'm thrilled for you.
Me too.
It's a big
deal. That's why I got into this business.
This is why. This is what we live for. It's the NFL schedule season, and we will make sure over the next couple days, we won't spend as much time on it today, but I want to have a conversation. I want to see how many things that you and I can get right. We don't get to count leaks. Anything with the Packers affiliated, we won't do anything with leaks, but I want to get our take, and we'll do that over the coming days. But in the meantime...
Wait, Wally, I'm sorry. Did you just announce that we...
Yes.
So you're announcing to everybody that we will be talking about the announcement of the schedule.
I'm really happy you caught on to that.
Okay, good.
This is the announcement.
Okay.
We have the announcement of the announcement where we will then react to said announcement of the games we already know will be played, but where and when they will be.
Thank goodness. I was worried that we weren't going to be doing good journalism on this show anymore.
No, if we have big J's like Jason Wilde on the show, who would we be if we don't go out and do our own part?
I can't wait to see him tomorrow and talk to him about this. I can't wait to get his take. I bet that's all he's been doing.
Oh, I know he loves it. You guys are going to be two peas in a pod talking about all your love for the schedule release. I already can feel it. But I know you are a diehard Milwaukee Brewers fan.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way I've been able to come up and think about this to this point of the year is the Brewers have survived the storm of the injury bug of whatever you want to call the start to this 2026 campaign that has seen the NL Central perform like divisions simply don't do in this sport where you have so many games. You're playing clubs all over baseball now. It's not even just in the division. It's not even just NL teams. You're playing inter-squad games. You're playing, or not inter-squad, excuse me. You're playing interleague games nonstop. And the Brewers have come out of it. And now tonight, have the man himself, Christian Yelich, back in the lineup. Dobes, before we dive into this, how big a news is this?
It's big, but also, I mean, you still, I mean, you don't have the players, or you don't have everybody back. I mean, it feels like when one person gets healthy, another one goes down. Yelich is back. Lockridge ran into a wall. Like, it just, you know, Cheerios back. Serpa's going to have Tommy John surgery.
Okay.
Like, it's just like, yeah.
But I'm happy
Yelich is back. It'll be interesting to see now, especially because they just came out with the lineup tonight. And Bowers is at first. Vaughn's not playing because Yelich is DHing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how Pat Murphy, and I don't know for sure who is pitching. That always, like, you know, matters. But for the Padres, however, it's just interesting to see the different, or it's going to be interesting to see how the lineup goes. But don't worry, you can always count on 7 or 8 and 9 being terrible.
Your favorite part of the lineup is we got to, I wish I had the number in front of me. I believe it was 208.
I do have the number in front of me.
You do have it. Okay.
Batting average from the 6 to 9 hitters, the Brewers are second to last.
And it's like 208, that 208. The 6 through 9.
Yep. 6 through 9.
6 through 9 is batting 208, and I believe it's only the Cincinnati Reds that are behind them at this point.
Yep, with 192.
Which is also not great. It's part of the reason why you've seen that team come swiftly back down to earth, as a lot of people have been seeming to be called.
The New York Mets.
Wait, the Mets were lower, not the
Reds?
No.
The Reds were. The New York Mets are doing better than us.
Yeah, see, you love to throw the Mets around whenever you can find a team to slander. That's like your go-to.
Yeah, Wally, well, a couple years ago, it was wild card series. We should have won and moved on, but Pete Alonso came up, hit a home run in the 8th, and we never ended up coming back. And our season ended in the wild card. So, yeah, if I can, you know.
A little bitterness.
If I can rip on the Mets, I'm going to.
You know, that's okay. And the polar bear's not walking through that door for them anymore either. And it's part of the reason why you have seen them with that monumental salary fall like they have. But this is a Brewers team right now that, yeah, they're going to have to figure some things out when they're playing certain pitching where you're going to want to have Andrew Vaughn in there. You're going to have to figure out then if Bowers or Yelly's going to be sitting. On those days, you're going to imagine whoever is sitting of those three, they're going to be primed if you need them in a late inning situation where you need a pinch hitter to step up to the plate, possibly in that 6 through 9 spot, which you'd imagine is going to see more and more traction of frustration around this area. But this is a team that Yelly, he's now back. Churio is back. Vaughn is healthy again. Terang is starting to look like a budding superstar.
He's going
to
be a great Dodger.
Maybe. And the pitching factory is continuing to hum. This is a team, if they truly have survived this wave and more injuries, and they always come around, but as long as they aren't snake bitten the way they were entering this season, this is a team that at the very least is going to find themselves in the playoffs again, because right now, outside of the NL Central, it's a desolate wasteland. There's only one other team that's not in a division lead that is above 500, and it is the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good series to watch for sure. I also want to point out how crappy it is how we have to decide, or Pat Murphy has to decide between his DHs, and his options are Yelich, Contreras, and Vaughn, but yet Hamilton, Ortiz, and Ranjifo will still be playing.
Yeah, it's that beautiful part of you have a log jam.
Yes.
At the corner infield
That's
position.
That's unfair.
And now all of a sudden you're looking at 6 through 9. And eventually somebody's going to figure it out, whether it's currently on this roster. I know that it seems too early for quite a few of these guys that are sprinkled throughout the minor league system right now. But this is also that time of year where you can get a little bit of a value on the trade market if you start exploring before July, where everybody seems to do. You can go back to what Andrew Vaughn did last year, getting him even earlier in the year. You have a chance to go bargain hunting, go garage sale shopping during this time of year. And 6 through 9 hitters, at least typically, will come through at a cheaper rate when you're trying to find a utility infielder. because right now something has to give 6 through 9. Yeah. Because that's, I mean, there's not a lot of weaknesses on the team. That's really about it to this point.
Yeah. I'll actually say our 8 and 9 hitters. I'll change my tune to 8 and 9. Because I'm looking at the lineup right now. You got Turang, Cherio, Yelich, Contreras, Bowers, Mitchell, Frelick. That top, is that 7? Did I just do that?
You're just 7. Throwing under the bus half of the roster.
No, that 7, I think, is a really core group. Despite some people's opinions, I think Garrett Mitchell is a good player. I think
been a rough couple of, about last 30 days here, he's batting under the Mendoza line.
Okay, and so is Ortiz, Hamilton, and Renifo. And nobody, if we're going to...
Why do some get a pass and Garrett Mitchell somehow is just completely absolved of his sins?
Exactly. I recall... This past, I think it was...
What do you mean exactly? No, that's the opposite of what you're saying.
Sorry. No, I thought that it was the same. My bad.
No, I was saying, how do you give Garrett Mitchell the free pass, but then we're looking at the rest of these guys, 8 through 9, and you're like off with their heads?
Because if you look at Garrett Mitchell's past, at least he's done something. I recall in April when he had a 5 RBI game. When was the last time Joey Ortiz had an RBI?
What do you want to guess Joey Ortiz right now? To this point of the season, where his RBI total sits?
Probably like 2.
You think 2?
Let me look.
I'll go 4. I'm going to go
it up right now.
It's at 9.
Oh.
It's at 9. He's basically an RBI factory out down there.
Walter, let's... Okay, and who has the highest RBIs right now?
Oh, it's not Joey Ortiz. I'm not going to sit here and tell
William
you that.
No, it's Contreras. He has 26.
Okay.
Versus 9. 9, Walter. 9. And you know what? I bet all of those came when the game didn't matter. Because that's what he does. That's always what he does. And you cannot tell me. And, okay, so then Ranjifo has 11. And David Hamilton also has 7. That's 25. Those three still do not have as many, combined, do not have as many as our RBI leader, William Contreras. And guess how many Garrett Mitchell has? Guess.
12?
22.
Oh, wow.
So I don't want to hear the crap about Ranjifo and Ortiz and Hamilton and not giving them the same. At least Garrett Mitchell is providing, or he has.
Well, okay, so first of all, I'm not going to get into the weeds of that because sometimes you have the opportunities to come up. I know Joey Ortiz, you and Jesse Nelson love to bring up that he has failed time and time again with runners in scoring position. Fair expectation to you? From that bottom third of the order, it doesn't even have to be specifics like they have to hit 225. They need to have 16 RBI. I'm not even saying it, but what is the expectation from a team like the Brewers that does have goals to win the NL Central, at the very least be playing in October? What needs to happen for you from 7 through 9 to be acceptable?
I think you have to be confident in them. With Yelich, I think since Yelich got injured and, you know, he's kind of had like a... to a point, some decrease. But you know, when you see Yelich, he might have a little bit, you know, in the last couple years, it's been a little, I don't know if he's going to hit, but I'm still confident that I know that Yelich has the ability to do so. With Ortiz, Hamilton, Ranjifo, I know that they don't have the ability to do that.
Okay. Well, Christian Yelich, too, coming back tonight, I do want people to mentally prepare themselves, too, that sometimes when these guys do come back, haven't seen a lot of live reps, especially at this level, it might take a little time. Yeah. Because he comes out here in the first 10 games, he is batting 150, 200. It's going to be very easy for a lot of people to hit the panic button. But at least with a guy like that, going into what you're talking about with Garrett Mitchell and why you believe that he can at least bounce back and still be a serviceable member of this specific team is because there's a track record there in the past proving that he is able to do so. I think a guy like Christian Yelich, especially knowing his body's not what it was when he was a legitimate MVP candidate, you're going to see him take deep counts to see 7-8 pitches in at bat, be a guy that just finds a way to get on base. And when you do ask him to come up there in a big situation, like we saw earlier this season, like we've seen so many times in the past, there will be the confidence from Pat Murphy to make sure that he is the guy, when available, to put out there in that spot.
Exactly. I agree.
We're going to step aside for a quick break. When we come back, sticking on Brewers talk, branching out a little bit more into Wisconsin's pro sports, CC Sabathia was named to the Wall of Honor the other day against the New York Yankees when they came to town. We want to explore a little bit about other names out there, whether it's Packers, Brewers, Bucks, who may have been a little slept on when their time ended in their respective places. Who deserves to have that recognition, even if it is not a Hall of Honor? We want to put the Hall of Honor on right here on the Damn Sports Show. We'll throw some names out there. Want to get your take on that as well. Right on the other side of the break with more here on the Damn Sports Show.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our Memorial Day sale is going on, and you can save big on all the brands you know, all the brands you love, and all the brands you trust. Save up to $900 on select adjustable mattresses like Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster's, and so much more. Save on our no-interest financing for up to 72 months on any $19.99 or more minimum purchase on these mattresses. Save 40% on select Nectar mattresses, and save up to $1,500 on Purple mattresses and power bases. No one sells Sealy for less than us. Our Sealy Wintergreen mattress is on sale for as little as $399. And if you need some adjustment and pain relief in your life, take advantage of our Sealy Posturepedic $999 queen-size mattress with free adjustable power base. Save on everything during our Memorial Day sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam in Watertown.
Bring home the comfort you've been dreaming of at Slumberland Furniture of Beaver Dam and Watertown.
On top of the world or bouncing back, there's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with recommended screenings and annual visits, or simply connect on your overall well-being. And if you find yourself in need of care quickly, we often offer same-day appointment options. Marshfield Clinic. Enjoy life with confidence. Explore appointment options today at marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-294-0222. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction, and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-294-0222. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-294-0222. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Less than 4 in 10 kids aged 6 through 12 are playing sports regularly. 4 in 10 kids? Let it sink in. Just 4 in 10 kids. ESPN is building a nationwide coalition powered by Disney called Take Back Sports, with the purpose of training more coaches, expanding access, and creating community-driven sports programming that puts kids and fun first. We're working on that story. We hope you'll join us.
Visit TakeBackSports.org to learn more.
Is your business celebrating an anniversary, hosting a special event, or looking to drive foot traffic and boost your brand in the community? Then it's time to jump on board with 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge Broad Fries. Get ready to make room for our grills. We're inviting local businesses to become official Broad Fry hosts this season. It's a fun, high-energy way to bring customers to your location and create buzz around your business. You'll even partner with a local nonprofit organization to give back to the community while you grow. And this year's Broad Fry season will feature attendance-based guaranteed cash prizes for fans. All will be encouraged to get their stamp cards ready and participate in all Broad Fries on site. Everyone can follow along throughout the season. If they get their stamp cards stamped 5 times, they're entered into a random drawing for those guaranteed cash prizes.
No purchase necessary to participate in the contest.
It's great food, great crowds, and community impact. To become a host location, visit DailyDodge.com today and fire up your next event.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Damn Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. And you can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get opened. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Over the past several days, there has been a lot of public discourse outside of Milwaukee, outside of Wisconsin, about the Milwaukee Brewers deciding to name CC Sabathia as a Wall of Honor member. Somebody that they highlighted the 17 starts, an incredible 17 starts that CC Sabathia did have in a Brewers uniform. One of those stretches where you just had to be there to understand what that meant for this area to get back to the postseason and get there largely on the back of a guy like CC Sabathia. So I started thinking about this in a different way because a lot of people don't understand it, are going to naturally make fun of this. I like sports in the sense that this is a celebration. This isn't serious. This is fun, what we get to talk about every single day. And looking back and celebrating what was a special several months is something we should do more of, not only in sports, but as a society in general. We got to celebrate the wins. And I want to do that today because, Ashley, I want to pose the question to you, whether it's the Packers, Brewers, Bucks, hell, you can throw the Badgers in there. I don't care if you want to do that.
Meh.
Okay, fine. We'll stick pro. I'm good with that. I only had pro names too.
Same.
When you dive back into the history of these organizations here in Wisconsin, do you have some people that come to mind to you that may be unheralded or underappreciated that when you think about them, yeah, it might have been a short time, but they're a legend to you?
Wait, does it have to be a short time?
No, you know what? Fine. That's fine too. Because like I have a couple that maybe they've been around for, I don't know, 5-6 years, but they never really got that. Whatever you want to call that, the deserved flowers that these players should have had in their tenure.
Okay, then I'm going to start with a Brewers pick.
Okay.
And I'm going with Prince Fielder.
You're going to say unheralded?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you say, this is interesting because you're 10 years younger than me or close to it, a couple years off of that. When you look at Prince Fielder, when you were growing up, I would have imagined growing up in Wisconsin, this guy,
he could
no wrong.
Yeah, but do you think people would still agree today if he got, like, on the Wall of Fame?
See, he'll be on the Wall of Honor, no question.
Okay, then I'm doing this wrong.
Well, because I'm sitting here, like, I think he's without a doubt on the wall. If anything, I think Prince Fielder's more in the mix of, they've got like three tiers of this. We were talking with Gabe a little bit yesterday on the show where you get your number retired. It's a really hard thing to do in Milwaukee, but you look around at now AmFam Field and you see the numbers up there on the wall. I'm closer to putting Prince in that than I would be to leaving him on the Wall of Honor.
Okay. Then give me one of yours.
Yeah, I will absolutely give you one of mine. And I'll stick with the Brewers.
Okay.
Because when I'm thinking about is like, a legend that isn't going to jump out statistically, but emotionally is somebody that you're going to think of right away. And for me, it's got to be Nigel Morgan. It's got to be T Plush.
Okay, that's a good one.
He's there for just about a year and a half's time. And in that time, he became one of the guys that people emulated. You can still go around AmFam Field and see a couple Nigel Morgan jerseys every single day. And it's because of what he did in that NLDS against Arizona and it's what he did beyond that. I think of like regular season games against the Twins. They come back from like six down and it's because of this guy.
Wade Bates has a shirt.
Wade Bates has a shirt. And that's it's like if Wade Bates, by the way, puts you on his own personal Wall of Honor, you've done something right.
That's the goal.
Nigel Morgan. I think it's a no-brainer for me. I'd put him in the same kind of tier as CeCe.
That is a good one. I remember...
Yeah, maybe not the same tier. I heard it as soon as I said it. But deserved recognition nonetheless.
I'm thinking of all of his... Yeah, it's always interesting to me because where the heck did his nickname come from?
T-Plush.
Yeah, but his name was Nigel Morgan.
Ooh, actually, you know what? That's a great... where did T-Plush come from?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm going to find out right now. Nickname. So I'm going to look like an idiot. Great radio Wally right now, but I'm interested. Nigel Morgan, T-Plush. According to the AI thing that popped out here... The nickname originated around 05-06 from an Instagram post. So I guess, I don't know. I guess it was just an alter ego. It's kind of his version of 9.
Yeah, but at least his version is actually good.
T-Plush.
9 was, 9's still bad.
Yeah, it's not great, but he's not on the Wall of Honor for a reason. Do we have a Packers, a Buck?
I got another Brewers.
That's okay. I'll switch over to Packers after we hear one from you.
Mike Moustakas.
Moose.
Yep. I think he's a great one. I remember he hit a walk-off in one of the playoff games of the Brewers. And you just, you don't forget him.
Like, it's Moose.
It's Moose, exactly. And I feel like that's kind of like the same thing with Jonathan Lucroy. You don't forget Jonathan Lucroy. Luke, you know, like, you don't forget the guys whose names are like that.
Well, and honestly, too, looking back at his stats right now in front of me, I love this pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because, frankly, two of his best years happened on the Brewers right in that middle of his career and right when the Brewers were really poised and pushing to be a World Series mm-hmm. team, 2018, 2019. And he is a guy that he's instrumental. Without him, there's a good chance, who knows, maybe it's an early postseason exit. Maybe you don't even get in there at all. So I actually really like Moose getting a little push.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, T-plus. And Moose. We got nicknames galore here. Mine, I'll switch over here to the Green Bay Packers because even though this is before our time, we don't get to where we're at right now without the belief coming back to Green Bay. Because Don Majkowski, the year before Brett Favre came back, I don't think people understand how bad and for how long the Packers were not a good. They were a laughingstock to the NFL.
My dad talks about it all the time.
It was 20 years of being a laughingstock.
Yeah.
And then you get this young quarterback out of Virginia that instills life, instills confidence. You steal games against the Bears, the Motown Kings, those guys.
Motown.
You're beating those suckers. And it's because of guys like Don Majkowski that when Brett Favre got there, there was that backbone. There was the ingredients to make something. And then what happened since? Brett Favre immediately turns into Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers then turns into Jordan Love. We have been on three decades of elite quarterback play, and it doesn't happen without that start, without that belief coming back to Titletown that Don Majkowski was directly responsible for.
I'm a big fan of that one, Walter.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
I felt good about that. I had to dig into the Packers archives to find one because everybody's going to throw out somebody from like 2010 in that Super Bowl. I'm not going to do that. That's not what this program's about.
Yeah. I'm going to switch it, and I'm going to go Packers. I said Packers. Bucks.
Okay, let's go Bucks.
Okay. Actually, I don't know if I like this pick. I'm going to go with it anyways.
All right.
I think.
I have a buck too. I'm really hoping you don't take mine.
I don't think this is. I think Drew Holiday.
No, I think that plays.
You think so? He was only on the team for three seasons, but he won the championship, and people loved him. And he was a massive defensive identity here. And granted, he was only here for three seasons, but he really made a statement when he was here. I remember being devastated when I heard he was getting traded.
Well, and sometimes too, I think that you find out a guy's legacy in what he did less when they're there than when they're not.
Yeah.
In the moment they moved off of him, the Bucks, they kind of lost a little bit of that edge that he brought to them. And then on top of that, even going on further along with the pick, look at the success that he also found wherever he was going. He was one of those lightning rods on a roster.
Yeah.
I love that pick. So you were worried about that. I'm actually giving you two thumbs up again.
Thank you.
Better than Prince anyways.
Well, I was doing it wrong.
Yeah, well, I figured that out anyways, but we're still in a good spot. I'll go with one more buck to round us, or at least me out here.
Okay.
When you think about teams like the Raiders out there, they have Just Win Baby. You have these different monikers, these different kind of mottos for teams. There's not a lot in the NBA. You have Trust the Process in Philadelphia, but the Bucks have Bucks in six.
Yeah.
And that stemmed from Brandon Jennings. A little bit delusional, sure. But getting to that point where he could talk himself and say out loud in a locker room when you're about to play the big, bad Miami Heat and LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, to say, we're not only going to win, we're going to win this in pinpoint in six games. It's like you can say that anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. You can say that anywhere in the basketball world. And everybody immediately, Brandon Jennings. For that alone, I want Brandon Jennings to be a part of this forever. He was a dog in his early career. And it maybe fizzled out earlier than some people wanted to believe. Brandon Jennings, to me, deserves his walk of fame, the wall of honor. And I almost half put that on him coining the Bucks and Six that has grown and evolved to what we have now.
That's funny you say that, because when I was in high school, I went to a Maroon 5 concert at Summerfest, and we chanted, or Adam Levine started Bucks, like started chanting Bucks and Six.
Bucks and Six.
Yeah.
Bucks and Six.
I just got the chills.
Yeah, you should. Adam Levine, first of all, probably friend of the program. Probably. But I like Maroon 5.
Calls in all the time.
They're a walk of honor for me. Even though there was one of the few concerts I've actually attended in person.
Really?
They
play a good concert.
How many concerts would you guess you've been to in your life? And you can, I'm not caught talking like you're going down the road here and you're going to sit outside on a patio. Like an actual, you paid for a ticket. How many would you guess you've been to?
Selena Gomez, Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Morgan Wallen, twice.
So about five?
And Maroon 5, six.
I'm probably right around that same number. I thought you were going to be way higher than me.
No, I like concerts, but I'm not going to be like, oh my God. I went to Luke Combs as well. That's seven.
This might be a bad take, and I think that there's a shot you're on my side, which is even worse because there's going to be people punching their steering wheel right now.
Uh-oh.
I think that going to a concert is one of the most overrated experiences of all time.
I disagree with you on that.
I think it's so overrated. I have already heard the song the way that I like it, performed every single time I open up my app, every time I listen to the radio. I don't need to go and hear them get all breathy because they're trying to dance with people in the front row and sing the song worse than they already have, where I can listen to it wherever in the world I want to be.
I don't think you've been to the concert with the right people then.
I mean, that's probably actually, there's a couple bad dates in there.
Oh, well, a concert's a terrible taste.
Wait, it's not a first date. You don't go on your first go.
No, when did you go? That's not the point.
Well, where is it acceptable where all of a sudden you're going on a concert date? How deep in do you have to be?
Couple months.
Ooh, so it's not even a number. It's actually like a month period of time here.
I would feel comfortable now going to a concert with my boyfriend.
Okay. Wow.
Dating 6 months. Nope, 5 months. Whoops.
All right. We need to also figure out a name, kind of like Dr. Larry on the morning show for your significant other. I'll have to put some time and thought into that.
We can.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Wade had a chance to catch up with Nate Wilkie of the Beaver Dam baseball team ahead of what is a pivotal 2 weeks for them. They're playing for a conference championship right now, and they realistically need to win at least 3 games of the last 4 here in conference to get it done. And then Wade and I caught up just a little bit before the show started, and we previewed everything else around the Beaver Dam athletic world. That's coming up next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Matt Kleinines, head football coach at Marshall High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
This Daily Dodge News update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. More houses are about to go up in Fox Lake. The Common Council last week signed a development agreement with Valido Homes of Columbus to build 12 more single-family homes next year. Governor Evers and Republican leaders have struck a deal on Wisconsin's budget surplus. Bipartisan plan boosts school funding, cuts property taxes, and eliminates taxes on tips and overtime. A man from Winnebago was arrested Sunday night near Poinette. It's his 11th drunk driving offense. He was spotted driving erratically on Interstate 39. A major Wisconsin manufacturer is paying for air pollution violations. The State Justice Department says Nina Foundry will pay $200,000 for repeated issues at 2 Winnebago County plants. And tick activity is starting earlier this year. You should be aware of Lyme disease symptoms. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
That was the Daily Dodge News Update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need, close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
Harry Douglas here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates. Harry Douglas here. Let me ask you something. What if you can enjoy the taste of a cocktail, the warmth of a spirit, and still stay fully in control? That's RK Zero Proof, a pioneer in the alcohol-free spirits category. RK delivers bold flavor and a real warming sensation with zero alcohol, zero sugar, zero carbs, and zero calories. Perfect for nights out, social gatherings, or anytime you want the experience of a drink without sacrificing tomorrow. Check it out at rkbeverages.com. That's A-R-K-A-Y, beverages.com. RK, all the flavor, none of the alcohol.
Ashley, quick question. How does my phone know exactly what food I want before I do?
Because advertising works, Wally.
That feels powerful. A little scary, but mostly powerful.
Exactly. And local businesses in our area can have that power too. With DailyDodge.com, 95.3 WBEV Radio, YouTube, and more, businesses partner with award-winning local content that people trust. See and hear your businesses everywhere.
Everywhere like all of our different live news and talk programming?
That's right. Right there along with interviews and including anyone from state politicians to neighborhood musicians. And that beautiful Daily Dodge TV studio you'll see can be sponsored too.
Wait, that sounds familiar. Huh? Well, anyway, what about sports fans?
Pair with 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Joining high school play-by-play coverage and passionate fans is a big win for branding a business.
How does someone get in on all of this?
Call 920-885-4442 or click Contact Us at DailyDodge.com.
Wow, it's that easy to start a great partnership for your business today.
Stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Get the inside look at Beaver Dam High School athletics weekdays at 4 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Big week for Beaver Dam baseball as you bring in head coach Nate Wilkie getting ready for a couple with Milton, Cole Leader, and the Badger Large. Coach, your week got started though Monday night. You had unbeaten West Bend West. You just came up on the short end of a game.
Yeah, and that's what we said. We're kind of disappointed. You get an undefeated team, and usually you just want to hang in with a team like that. But I think we kind of got a bad taste in our mouth because we think we should have won that game. Our defense was kind of a little iffy and stuff, and we didn't get timely hits. And that's where we have to get timely hits and score some runs, and we didn't.
Coach, we talked to you all season long. You said you had some question marks about your team coming into this year, but you're sitting in position right now, 2 weeks left in the regular season, conference leaders coming to town. You guys control your own destiny right now.
Yeah, and we need to play like that. We talk to our kids all the time. You got to get off the bus with a little bit of swagger and act like we're in first place and have that mentality where nobody's going to beat us. So it's a big week and a lot of people probably didn't expect us to be in this spot, but we are, and we believe in it ourselves, I think, whether anybody else does or not. But we're going to battle. We always come out and we're not afraid of anybody, and we're a good team, but we're give it what we got.
What makes Milton good? They're, I think, ranked number 8 in the state right now.
Yeah, they've got stud catcher and they've got their shortstops a stud, and they're well coached and everything. They always have good pitching. They're always got some big hitters on the team, so that doesn't change much with them, and we expect a good battle. But they're a very good team, and so are we.
Who's getting the start on Tuesday night?
Eli Johnson, I think, is going to go on the mound. And then we've got, Shmuel and Isaiah in relief. And even Ashton will get some innings back. He may pitch a little bit just to kind of get loose for Friday.
Coach, just keys to the game if you want to get a victory in game 1 at home.
We got to hit. That's kind of been the story all year. We got to get guys on base and then we have to execute. We didn't get a bunt down. And, stuff like that is big, especially a game against Milton where, you have to execute. You have to play sound defense and you got to get good pitching.
Coach, good luck on Tuesday night.
Yep, thanks, Wade.
Beaver Dam head baseball coach Nate Wilkie. It's Beaver Dam and Milton for the Badger Large lead Tuesday night on Daily Dodge TV.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, and Daily Dodge TV. I'm Wally Lukashensky, and I'm joined by Wade Bates now, making his way back into the Dam Sports Show. Wade, busy week so far, but how are you holding up?
Doing great. Last night, we didn't have a broadcast last night, but both me and you were out at the baseball dime. We seem to always show up there because it unbeaten West Bend West.
And it was a heck of a game, too. That was a game that was 2-2 going into the fourth inning. They put up a 4 spot. Beavers able to claw back. We even got a Joey D appearance later in that game as well. But this is going into an all-important period now. As we just got to hear your interview with Nate Wilkie after that one.
Yeah, it was interesting because he had ninth-ranked West Bend West, who was unbeaten at the... Then you have these two games, conference games, both Milton and Beaver Dam are 8-2 this week and playing for a conference championship. Beaver Dam, if Beaver Dam could find a way to sweep Milton, they'd be in pretty good shape to have at least a share of the conference championship. You split. You have some work to do next week to finish off your campaign.
That's exactly right, and it starts tonight. So Beaver Dam will be hosting Milton today, but then they get a couple days off, and they're going to hit the road, and that's where that split comes into play, because it feels like, realistically, three is your magic number to get at least a share. Yeah. In most likely scenarios, three is the number. But to this point, you have four games coming up, and this is high school where you have only X amount of pitchers. So that's sure. Where I'm interested, when you go into a series like this, what is the philosophy? Is it, let's go with our ace in the first one here and try to scrap a win on the road? Like, do you save your ace for Friday? What do you do?
Well, Eli Johnson's getting the start tonight.
It is Eli Johnson tonight.
Eli's going to get the start tonight. Coach Wilkie told me last night, and he'll get the start. And Ashton Seifert, they got Friday, too. It's not Tuesday, Thursday. It's Tuesday, Friday. So it gives them that extra day off. But, you know, they're going to give the ball to Eli tonight. And, you know, it's great because Beaver Dam, you know, Nate Wilkie said his biggest question mark was going to be hitting this year. They weren't picked last in the league like they have been. They were picked upper middle, you know, part of the league.
Fourth, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Fourth. And so for them to be right here, 8-2 in the league, you know, cutting into the final week of the season, two weeks of the season, he's got to be very happy with where this team is at.
And one, how they've got here is just so patented Beaver Dam baseball, where they are winning games 3-2. You get good pitching, you get timely hitting. We know that they have like this wonderful infatuation. I love the small ball.
Yeah.
I love taking the extra 90 feet. I love laying a bunt down when you need to. And this is where it can come down, where you're in a 2-2 game in the seventh inning. Being able to lay down a bunt, move somebody up the extra 90 feet. This is why Beaver Dam baseball is always poised at the end of the year to play for something.
It is. They're always there. They're always competitive. They always are. They hang their hat on being fundamentally sound defensively. And if you do that, get solid pitching, you know, you have to get enough hits to stay in the game. And Nate Wilkie's squad always does that.
Well, and then Quinn Hines' squad always seems to do that, too. And last week, we had the Beaver Dam softball slamboree, where we had four games covered. First of all, that was my first time being a part of that, and it was so much fun. But did you have a chance to watch those games on Daily Dodge TV?
I watched a couple of them. I was at Arrowhead for the Myram track event, so I watched a little bit of it. And yeah, for them, it was a great event. We're glad to be able to carry four of those games on the air, and then the two Beaver Dam games. Like, two different types of games, but exciting. Oh, yeah. To see them finally get a way to scratch it out against Adams Friendship.
Did you see Brett Huff? He had the sandstorm. I don't know if it's going to start turning it into a thing over there. He played sandstorm going into the fifth, or bottom of the fifth, in the 12-2 game where Kendall Fakes hits a walk-off grand slam. He decided, he's like, I'm going to dust it off again. He played it going into the top of the seventh in the game against Adams Friendship. And Majolka, two-run home run, win 4-3.
I have no idea what sandstorm is.
It's this song that South Carolina football plays before every home game where the benches are, the bleachers are literally like visibly moving.
Okay.
That's their song. So he's like, I'll play it. Kendall Fakes coming up to bat in this one. And he's like, well, you know what? She might be up again. But it was Emajolka getting the win. So I'm just all of a sudden thinking Sandstorm's got a little good mojo over there in the softball diamond.
Well, it might do it. You know, they're obviously right in the mix in the Badger Conference as well. And, you know, we're heading – it's amazing. Just a couple weeks left. We're going to know in a few weeks, you know, if there's any trophies in the trophy case again.
Well, and then playoff baseball, playoff softball, all of our playoff track. What would you call playoff track? It's not playoff.
Regional, just regionals. You have the – well, you have – okay, track will have a meet on – Friday, I believe, at Oregon, and then the Badger Conference meet is in Watertown on Tuesday, and then the following Tuesday is regionals.
Okay.
which are great. You know, then you obviously move on to the sectional, things like that. But yeah, so everything is winding down. Soccer playoffs will start in a couple of weeks as well. So we have a full, you know, bore of, you know, down the home stretch. Golf as well has their, and tennis have their regionals as well, starting up in the very near future as well.
Well, and you mentioned soccer just now. You'll be on the scene here just in a little while as Watertown comes to town.
Yeah, rivalry game. The Goslings and Beavers both 1-4 in league play, and they want to kind of push. If they want to push, and you only have a couple of conference games left, so if you want to push into the middle of the pack in the Badger Conference, kind of a must-win between the two rivals tonight.
Well, have you watched any of Watertown this year? Is this going to be your first chance to really
I watched them practice while we were at a track meet at Watertown.
Ooh, getting the scouting
a couple weeks back. And so I saw Watertown. They're very similar to Beaver Dam. I mean, this is kind of a pick 'em type of game. If teams can generate a little bit of offense, get a lead. Whoever playing with the lead is much easier, obviously. Score early. Beavers have given up some goals early in some games, and they're trying to play from behind. And you know, and that's kind of what happened at Reedsburg last Friday night. And, you know, you play from ahead, and then they were a pretty good defensive side, but play from ahead, and it kind of changes your philosophy, you know, your what you're doing a little bit.
Well, yeah, but scoring early, playing with the lead, regardless of what sport you're doing, it's obviously easier to do. And what you want to do, you can stick to the game plan a little bit more that way.
So there'll be a busy week for Beaver Dam Girls Soccer, because they have Wayland Academy on Friday, or a makeup next Monday against Lomira. And then you have Monona Grove on Tuesday next week. And I think they're off until they have Cambridge to wrap up their regular season, and the day after Memorial Day. So their season's wrapping up too, and they'd like to get a little momentum going into the postseason and, you know, fix that, get a little higher seed.
Well, they got a couple games on Daily Dodge TV. You can follow along this team. But Wade Bates, you do a great job on DailyDodge.com. Where else can people find the scores if they want to follow along to anything high school athletics?
Well, just go to DailyDodge.com, and sports. We have the prep scoreboard up mostly every night, probably by 10 o'clock. You can check out all the local scores that get reported to us. If you don't see your scores there, it's because your coach didn't get them to us.
So just you know. Shame the coach.
Well, no, that's what it is. He sent DD Sports. That's two D's, like double D, Wally. DD Sports,
DD Sports at
GoodKarmaBrands.com, and we will get that on the scoreboard for you.
Well, we'll get out of your hair, Wade. We'll let you run over there for Beaver Dam Girls Soccer. We appreciate you giving us a little time today, and we'll catch up with you maybe later this week, a little bit before we get a busy weekend slate.
We can't wait to talk to you again, Walter.
You're the man, Wade. We'll be right back with more of the Dam Sports Show as we wrap it up here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. A wind advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Chance for storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 44. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
WBEV is turning up the heat with the Broad Fry Summer Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Stop by participating Broad Fries and grab your stamp card. Earn a stamp at each event.
No purchase necessary.
Fill all five and you're entered to win. Become one of three guaranteed winners for chances at a $4,000 grand prize, plus $750 and $250 winnings as well. The drawing is September 3rd at the Hometown Glass and Improvement Broad Fry. Brats, summer, and big cash. Don't miss out.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-294-0222. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction, and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-294-0222. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-294-0222. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
With the new MyLowe's Pro Rewards American Express card, earn 3 points per dollar spent on Lowe's qualifying purchases for the first 6 months after card account opening. Plus, save 5% every day on eligible purchases at Lowe's and earn points on eligible purchases everywhere else Amex is accepted. Card members get more at Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, 5% can't be combined with any other offer. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Points subject to loyalty terms at Lowe's.com/terms and credit reward terms at Synchrony.com/MLPRA-terms. Visit Lowe's.com/business credit.
Chad at Air Care in Beaver Dam says he's got an air conditioner for your home that sips electricity and saves you money. And who doesn't want to save money? The electricity sipping carrier air conditioner, along with the gas sipping carrier furnace, will save you money during the warm weather. It works together with a thermostat that communicates with the air conditioner and the blower on your furnace, telling them exactly when to sip the least amount of energy needed to keep you comfortable. Every piece of equipment is designed to work together, giving you control of your indoor comfort. Let AirCare provide you with quiet, efficient cooling and dehumidification all summer long. You can also take control of your system from anywhere with their smartphone app, providing peace of mind while you're away from home. AirCare is a factory authorized carrier dealer. Visit aircareinc.com or call them at 920-356-8860. AirCare, committed to your comfort for over 40 years. Reliability you can count on.
Lately, I couldn't help but notice my house was feeling a little drafty. So I quizzically stared into my window.
I'm starting with the man in the window.
Wait, that's not how it goes. But in my reflection, I did find the problem. Old, inefficient windows. So I called the solution, Hometown Glass and Improvement. They install top-quality energy-efficient windows from trusted brands like Pella and Lindsay with professional guidance and installation. Visit in person, online, or call 887-3757 for your free estimate today.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This show's all about accountability. It's the one and only Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Live every weekday afternoon on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashensky, and joined as always by Ashley Dobrzynski. It's time for our Tuesday blind rankings, Ashley. And last week you came up with the topic, and it was my job to blindly rank the topic. And that, but last week, I don't remember what it was off the top of my head. My brain is
mascots.
Mascots. That's exactly right, because I thought Brutus Buckeye was going to be in there. He wasn't.
Yeah,
but
I
today,
wasn't going to make it that easy.
And that's why I'm doing the same thing to you. I am going to put your feet to the coals here. We're doing most insufferable fan bases on Earth.
Okay.
All right.
Ready.
We'll start with one that I think is going to make this easy.
Do you have
easy.
Five?
I have five. I might at the end. Make it six for me. I can't keep myself to just five.
Okay.
That was such a upset okay.
Yeah, because I had to erase things.
Yeah.
I'm going to write this down. I'll forget. Okay.
Must be hard for you. We'll start easy. How about we start in the sports world? How about the Philadelphia slop? That is everything to do with Philadelphia, whether that be the Eagles, whether that
their
be the Phillies.
Their fan base is pretty bad.
It's awful. And therefore, when you're thinking most insufferable sports or fandoms in the world in general.
I'm going to go with three.
We're going with three. It's a good start and a good spot for them. They deserve a podium finish. All right. I'll go non-sports here. How about Star Wars fans?
Oh, crap.
I know you love Star Wars. Die hard over here. You've seen all 38 episodes.
I hate. They really don't bother me. So I'm going to put them at like a five.
So it's what? Kind of an out of sight, out of mind thing for Star Wars?
Yeah.
You were did you ever do anything like never got into it when you were growing up, whether that like dress
no.
up, lightsaber fights, nothing?
No, but my brother, I'm the youngest, so my brother wasn't into it, so I really wasn't either then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was Darth Vader for Halloween when I was about 5 years old.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and then I turned six.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't get
yeah. it. Tough stuff. All right, how about going back to the sports world? SEC football fans, and I'm talking about not people that are just like, I'm a diehard Alabama Crimson Tide fan. I'm talking about the losers that when they see their team go 6-6 are the ones chanting SEC, SEC. I want to see the conference do well, SEC fans.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a big SEC.
Yeah, you don't really. But is it not applied? Do they do that in softball where Oklahoma loses or Texas loses or any of these other behemoths down there?
Well, then it just becomes like, yeah, no.
Okay.
It's like if Oklahoma lost, Texas would be like cheering.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it should be. That's the way sports should work.
But I feel like that's like, I'm going to put SEC at four.
Okay. SEC's at four. We will go then to Disney adults.
Oh, that's bad.
Disney adults is a brutal.
I know there's going to be one that, like, I'm going to give them two.
You're going to piss some people off with that one. So,
like, yeah, because some people probably would put them first.
Now I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place because, if I'm not mistaken, you've saved 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll give you the alley-oop here. Next one, Chicago sports fans.
Oh, yeah, easily number one.
I figured as much, and I think a lot of people around these neck of the woods will tend to agree with you.
Uh-oh.
Regardless, if that is the Chicago Bears whether that is the Chicago Cubs. I got to give a shout out to Jake Hayes, our wonderful production director, because White Sox fans, I feel like, get wrapped in here, but they don't really feel...
I could care less about... Like, I obviously care about Jake, but I could care less about the White Sox.
Yeah, when I think that most people feel that way, and therefore they're kind of a little forgettable.
They are. They are. Sorry, Jake.
So Chicago as a whole, you're putting as the most annoying fan bases on earth.
Yes. Because they are... They just like to be all high and mighty, and they actually suck.
I feel like you, kind of like me last week, was preparing for this. I was going to put six in there and see where you put Swifties.
I kind of figured that was going to happen.
And I felt that because you very strategically, very wisely saved that six spot, so Swifties are the least annoying of the annoying six.
Well, here's the thing, because I was going to, as a reminder, number one, Chicago sports fans. Number two, Disney adults. Number three, Philadelphia fans. Four, SEC. Five, Star Wars. Six, Swifties. Here's my thing. If it wasn't my lack of SEC, like, knowledge of their fan base did me well, and then Star Wars, out of sight, out of mind. You were kind of right. Like, it just really, they don't bother me.
Well, I feel like when you know, like, nothing about something.
Yeah.
It's easy to just, like, tune it out when people start talking about it. That's kind of where I'm at with Star Wars.
Yeah, same.
Like, I admire the people that are like, I'm on my 38th book. I've watched all the movies. Like, God bless you. Good for you. It's just not for me.
I don't know how they keep track of things.
No. And like, hey, may the 4th be with you. Yeah, and also with you. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't got it in
Star Trek. Yeah, me neither. But... Philadelphia, they're just, you know, they're mean people.
The worst.
They are not nice. Disney adults is tough. Because I'm not talking about, like, Disney adults like you.
You take your three-year-old on a stroller, let's go ride Dumbo together. It's not like that when we're talking Disney adults.
My life is consumed by Disney.
Yeah, the Moana 2 came out. Me and my significant other are going to sit around the huddled little coffee table and watch this together when we're both well into our 40s.
Yeah, and then Chicago sports, we've already hit the bases with that. There's just no helping you when you're a Chicago sports fan. Huh. It's just like, I feel like, you know when they say, like, God has favorites? God is, like, that's
God doesn't live in Chicago.
God doesn't live in Chicago.
It's fair. It's the desolate. It's the what? Lion King. Speaking of Disney adults, it's the all the light touches is yours. You may never go there. It's the elephant graveyard. That's Chicago.
Yeah.
Stay clear.
All right. I'm okay with that.
I'm actually really proud of that list from you. You did a good job on blind rankings.
Thank you.
You'll be up next week. Uh-huh. All right. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with our schedule release preview with Jason Wilde. Make sure you're around for that. Homer Hour coming up next.
Your life came with a warning app.
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute test today at